Mahout sues over elephant seizure. A Mahout from Surin claims the government has seized and mistreated his elephant and is asking for help to file a lawsuit against state officials who have put the animal at death's door. Netawin Amosin, the owner of a 4-year-old female elephant, Pang Tang Mo, submitted a complaint with Surupong Kong Chantuk, a member of the Lawyers' Council of Thailand's Human Rights Committee, on Monday. The lawyer said he would act on the petition unless the state moved quickly to return the elephant. The Mahout asked for legal action against the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation for unfairly confiscating his elephant and for putting the animal at risk of imminent death because of poor treatment. According to Mr. Netawin's submission, DNP officials raided Bantaklang Elephant Village in Ta Thum District of Surin on June 1st of last year to inspect domestic elephant registration papers. Mr. Netawin produced an ownership certificate for Pang Tang Mo, but officials said descriptions in the document failed to match the actual animal, and the Mahout was unclear about how he obtained the elephant. The department filed a complaint with officers at Kapaw Police Station, accusing him of possessing wildlife without permission. State officials then removed Pang Tang Mo to the Thai Elephant Conservation Center in Lampang Province as state property. Damrong Pidit, then the department's director general, led a team of staff in the raid, according to the Mahout's petition. The Surin Public Prosecutor Office did not charge Mr. Netawin with illegal ownership and then ordered the DNP to return Pang Tang Mo to him. Mr. Netawin went to see the elephant at TECC on September 9th. He claims he found that she had injuries all over her body and could not stand. She appeared paralyzed and in poor health. He was told by a veterinarian at the center that Pang Tang Mo could die within 2 months. Photos submitted show the animal lying down with a sling nearby, apparently to lift her. The Mahout said the illegal 15-month confiscation had adverse impacts on Pang Tang Mo and resulted in her being weak and sick. Pang Tang Mo is like my daughter and we have a long bonding. An elephant caretaker must live with his elephant. If she dies, I will take her back to Surin to perform a religious ceremony. She's the only elephant I have, he said. Mr. Surupong said the prosecutor's decision not to indict Mr. Netawin meant he was innocent and authorities must return the elephant to him in the same condition. The Department of National Parks must compensate for loss and damage, and the lawyer counsel would bring the case to courts of justice if the agency does not take action quickly, he added.